Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Heather Hayes. The scripture is Genesis chapter 14, verse 8 through chapter 15, verse 1. There are friendships in our lives that we have that are fleeting, some that are strong and intense for a short while but then dissipate, and some that last a lifetime. Relationships can do these things for many reasons. In the first account, we meet someone, share a short time with them like an adventure, a few years in college, or other shorter-term events. We smile, laugh, and bond over those few shared experiences, but beyond those few shared moments, there's nothing else to build from. No way to possibly put more into the relationship, neither party wanting to put more time or energy in than what they have already shared. These aren't wrong, they're just short-term, and many of my happiest memories are shared with people in one of these quick-stop friendships. The second type of relationship is usually over because, well, it feels one-sided. One person giving all to the friendship while another just seems to drain the energy from all the experiences they share. They may share many interests and hobbies, and that's where they build from, but over time it becomes apparent that only one person is putting any positive experiences into the relationship before it ends. These happen, and I can say that I have been on both sides of this kind of relationship. Neither side is pleasant in the end, and reflecting on this relationship can leave you feeling lost and frustrated. The third relationship, the lifetime relationship, can grow from so many places in our lives, schools, family, or neighborhood and community events. Times shared that are intensely strong, both people adding to the friendship through time and commitment. Over the years, the friendship might have gaps in it as the two people grow and commitments take precedence in their lives. But one can reach out to the other and they can pick up right where they left off, like nothing has ever happened or changed for them. Both will pour into it, offering the best and the worst of their lives, but somehow they stick together and continue sharing and growing. I have been blessed with one of these friendships that has lasted for over 43 years. I have a few other friends that I think will last over a long time, and they are special to me as well, but the one that has gone for 43 years has held together through the combined experiences of two girls' high school drama, two weddings, a total of 6 kids, 1 divorce, a second marriage, and so much more. We can call and say, "I need you," and the other is there even though we are 3 hours apart. We each give to the other. Sometimes one side gives more than the other, holding that one friend up, and then life happens, and the other friend is there to carry a burden for her friend. It is a blessing. In our relationship with God, we also can carry on these three types of friendships with Him. We can celebrate a few events in which we include Him, and then we let Him go. The second relationship is to pull from Him over and over, never giving back to Him, lacking in giving Him praise, tithes, or time. We end up burning out our relationship with God, not because He gives up on us, but because we did not pour back into what we had, and we think that God has lost value. Thankfully, He waits for us to come back to Him, and He is always looking for us to build that third relationship with Him, that lifetime friend. God is waiting, always giving us the opportunity to love and pour back into Him. He gives us so much. Is it truly that hard for us to pour back into Him? Giving a tithe, an offering towards Him, praising Him in worship, in our homes and in our lives, telling others where our blessings come from, is not that much to ask of a friend. He waits for us patiently when life roller coasters us through it. Abram today defeated his enemies, but did not take more than he was instructed to, and gave a tenth of that to the priest to honor what God had asked of him. In return, God blesses him. Has God blessed you recently? Have you poured back into your relationship with God? Is your relationship on hold, or is it busy and filled with God? Take the time to give back. It is so very small in comparison to God being our great reward. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for all you give to us. Thank you for those people in our lives that have given us the opportunity to learn from, those short-term and long-term friends. Most of all, God, thank you for being there for us and waiting on us. Help us to remember to let go and give back to you. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.